All right, so we're live here at the Split Fiction event, and I have Joseph here. Joseph, what's up?
What's up, my man?
So you're probably not going to remember this, but when you won the Game of the Year, I was right next to you at the Game Awards.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I saw you were very excited, jumped, went straight on the stage, got your award
well,
and everything.
Excited is something I am a lot, for sure. Yes, so that's totally correct.
Yeah, by the way, I had a great time playing Split Fiction. Really, really good, man. So
you haven't seen anything yet, trust me.
Oh, that was just a sneak peek.
Yeah, we're just jumping you around a little bit. Wait till you play the full game. And trust me, play the game from start to finish, and you will see stuff that you have never seen in the video game. I guarantee you.
Oof.
Yeah, I know I'm cocky, man, but you know, it is what it is.
You know what I noticed? It was a lot of...
You can't help it to be cocky when you know it's good.
I was talking with Andrew Renee. She's here, right here. I was talking to her. I'm like, man, it reminded me a little bit of like... Quantum Leap, the TV series, a little bit of Tron. Like, there was like a lot of homage from like TV and game stuff.
There's a little bit of everything in this game, actually. We have a lot of like Easter egg and homages to other games we love. And I mean, we put in a lot of stuff. When you play the final game, you can find a lot of fun Easter eggs or kind of like, you know, ideas like that we love with other games.
Yeah, yeah. So for those that don't know much about Split Fiction, what you can tell us about it?
Well, it's a game about two writers that come to a tech company that can simulate your stories to life. And then eventually they get stuck in the same simulation and you're going to be jumping between sci-fi and fantasy and get to know them as human beings. And it's literally a buddy movie. It's a story about friendship. So they start a total opposite and then slowly you get to know more of them. We get to go deeper in them, who they are as human beings, their traumas, their backgrounds and everything. And I think we put together a really beautiful, warm story together there.
Yeah, so it's Mio and Zoe. Very different, very different.
Very different characters.
Why was it important to have them, that personality-wise, like that?
Well, I mean, to create a nice drama and conflict, you need two characters that are totally opposite. And also, like, to make it really nice, so their friendship really, like, feels believable, we need to make their arc, believable. So it just... You just gotta play the game to understand what I mean, I think.
So you're more like a Mio.
I think I'm a combination of both.
Actually. Of both?
Do I feel like a Mio?
I mean, Mio is very...
Mio is very reserved. Mm-hmm. I'm not that reserved.
But she's very hyped, though.
She's very hyped.
Compared to Zoe.
Yeah, but she... No, Zoe is the extrovert. Maybe you're combining them.
That is true.
Yeah, Mio is the introvert. I think I'm a combination of both. Actually... Their names are based on my daughters, Mio and Zoe.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So, in the beginning, you always wanted to make, so like a co-op game, like the previous games too?
Yes.
Why is that important for you guys?
Well, the thing is, like, look, in the beginning, there was something like, why aren't people... It was a friend of me trying to find a game where it wasn't just drop in, drop out. We just wanted to play something that you have a character to relate to, a story you could follow as two characters. And that's where it started. And then you just realize that there's so much to be explored of telling stories this way and playing games this way. And obviously, people love to play in them. I mean, it takes... I've sold like 23 million units. And I think A Way Out is around 11. So there's definitely people who love playing them. And that's how we do it at Hazel. We do the game we love to play. And I think you can feel when you play the game, you can feel the passion of the team in the game. There's like, we just do what we love to do, and people sense it. I think that's what the success behind the Hazelight game is.
Yeah, you know, it looks like you're having a blast creating games. I know you came from Hollywood. Do you miss it? Because now it looks like Hollywood is investing now more money into like gaming and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not from Hollywood from that side. I'm from Sweden, but I make definitely movies.
But yeah, movies.
Yeah, got you. But the thing is, like, no, I don't miss it, but I will make another movie for sure.
Oh, that's
good. When I have time. And sometimes I joke a little bit, like, you know, when I'm going to go on vacation, I'm going to make a movie. That's how much easier it is, because it's way harder to make a game.
But it takes a very long time.
But we definitely have a blast making these games. But with that said, we are a very focused team. There's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of trial and error. And let me tell you, when you make a game like this with so much variety and mechanics, that's the scary part, because we need to make it to a level where it feels really nice and polished. I would say that's the hardest part of making a Hazelight game.
Yeah, I could see Split Fiction as like a TV series or something like that. Like,
Yeah, me too. Some people ask me, like, would you see it as a movie? I would say Split Fiction and A Way Out would be great movies, I think. Because when the concept was in the beginning, I thought there was going to be a lot of TV series and movies similar to this. You have movies and TV series that are like parallel universe, but nothing really that jumps between sci-fi and fantasy. So it's a cool concept, and who knows, in the future we might see it as a movie or a TV
series.
Never
know. Yeah. This is very different than the other games, man. It's very, the other games was more like slow pace, laid back. This one is very intense.
Yeah, it is very intense.
Why they change?
Well, every story has its moments. Every story has its pacing. It depends what story is and what's going to happen, you know. And I think there are obviously moments that are tense. I mean, in the build right now, we're jumping you a little bit back and forward. But you will have calmer moments. You will have I think it's very, like, the pacing feels really nice for this story. So there's not a particular reason why this is more high intense. There are more intense moments and there are, like, low intense moments.
Yeah, so I noticed there's a couple of side stories that you play. Is that happens during the while playing the main campaign, or is it like later on?
When you play the main game, you will find the side stories in the main path. They're totally optional, but they're, I hope people don't miss them, because they're like a lot of work behind them, because you come often to a new world, new mechanic for 5-10 minutes of gameplay. That's something totally new and totally like opposite of what you just played.
Why is it important for you to play the side stories? Do you
it's
get
not
to
important
find out more?
It's just important. It's just, if you want to explore a little bit, this is not your typical side content. This is not your like a normal stuff. This is something, this is side content you don't want to miss, because there are so much stuff in them. It's not just like finding a piece that you collect or something. You actually find a new world, new stuff to experience, pretty much.
And dialogue too, you unlock, right?
Oh, more yeah.
From there?
Yeah. I mean, dialogue, you learn more about the girls because they talk about them. It's their ideas all over. So every time you go into a side story, you also learn a little bit of about them.
Yeah, I really appreciate that you guys are still focused on a lot of local multiplayer. Cause yeah. I think
it's local
that.
And online.
And online
and
too.
And now also we're making cross platforms. We didn't have it before, but this time we're making cross.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can play PC, PlayStation, whatever. Cross.
So I know previously there's always like a code. If somebody, you want to invite like a friend, can you do that also
cross? Yeah, of course. You mean for the friends pass?
For the friends pass.
Yeah,
can you do that too?
Of course, yeah. It says you only need to buy one copy to play it with your friend online. So,
yeah, man, that's you guys. I don't know if anybody has ever done that before.
Man, this is what Hazelight about. Do it. Do,
or
things,
do something new.
Do things that haven't been done before. That's what it's about.
That's cool. Now, I know a previous game, It Takes Two. This was in multiple platforms. So this one is PlayStation, Xbox, PC.
Yeah. Multiple platforms.
Any announcement on Nintendo Switch 2? Or?
Well, we don't know yet, but hopefully in the future we will
Fingers
know
crossed.
More. We'll know more in the future.
What are your thoughts about the Switch 2 as a fan of games?
I mean, I know obviously a lot about it, but you know, there's a lot of secrecy behind everything, so
yes.
I can't say anything yet, but you will all know soon.
Okay.
I mean, I guess they announced...
A couple months?
Yeah. No, but Nintendo announced that they have a thing on April something.
Yeah, April 2nd.
So then we're going to know more about the console.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Joseph, I just want to say, man, I have been having a blast playing
Thank
this.
You,
I know that
man.
Was a sneak peek.
Yeah.
Peek. When the game is officially coming out?
It's coming out March 6th, so it's not
long.
Oh,
it's right there.
Yeah, it's, what is it, like a couple of weeks
away?
A couple
of weeks, man.
Yeah.
How's it feel like, you know, seeing everybody, you know,
super
from
cool,
playing
man.
For the first
cool.
time and everything, you know, like.
I feel confident. It feels nice. I feel great. I mean, I know that we have done a great game, so I have no doubt in my mind that we have a success in our hands.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, congrats, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Cool.
Cool.